When I was preparing for this homily, I had a very different idea in mind about what I thought I should be preaching about, what I would like to say. I was going to be speaking a lot about the liturgy. And then I went to adoration. And as I was praying and asking the Lord, what is it that you want me to say today? What is it that you want to tell your people? I was very surprised by the response that I got. So much so that I at first kind of dismissed it. And then it kept coming back and coming back, and so here I am. The words that I heard the Lord say to my soul was, "Come to me. Come to me." When I looked over the readings again, I saw what was happening. As Jesus is preparing for his crucifixion, we have a reminder about Pentecost, about the ascension, and about Jesus sending the Holy Spirit to us. That when he was away in his crucifixion, and also when he would go away in his ascension, that the disciples would think, you know, "Where are you, Jesus? Where did you go? We need you right now." And he's letting them know, he's giving them this promise of the Holy Spirit. That he wants to powerfully send his Spirit into the world so that we do not remain alone, but he remains among us. He's telling us not to be afraid, because he will give us the strength. And then he says, "Whoever loves me will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Notice first, he's not saying, "I will come to him." We will come. We will come. The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He is letting know in the fullness of his Godhead, he is coming to us. He is reaching down to us. And his word for us today, if we are willing to hear it, is an invitation. It's an invitation to come to him. I don't know what situations you all might be in right now. Perhaps some of you are going through great sorrow or difficulty, or maybe you're stuck in a rut. Maybe you just don't know how to move forward. Maybe you're feeling yourself stuck, or perhaps you haven't even really come to a place where you've really let down your walls and come to Jesus, to allow him, to invite him into your heart as well. Because he says he will make his home in us, his home where he will live, where he wants to dwell, where he wants to be forever. Jesus is calling us, "Come to me. Come to me. Do not be afraid. Now is the time." And this is something that as I've been praying more and more, the Lord has been really revealing a lot to me, giving me a greater sense of what he wants to do in my own life personally, but I think this applies in many ways to us all. One of the books I've been reading is called The Fulfillment of All Desire, which talks about how to grow deeper in our prayer life, how to grow in the spiritual life, which is something I think that is so lacking today. We often remain at the very outset, the very beginning of our spiritual life, and we just kind of hover there, not realizing the immense treasures and joy that God wants to give us, that God wants to accomplish in us. And one of those things that I was reading in the book is that many of the saints have said that God is constantly pouring out these graces before us. All of these amazing and beautiful and joyful graces. and yet we don't respond to them. We say to the Lord, not now. You know, I'll get to you in a minute, God. Right now, I've just got something to take care of really quick. And then it's lost. We're called to respond in the moment. In the moment that the Holy Spirit gives us a grace to stop, to pause, to really invite the Lord to give us all that He wants to give in that grace. When He says, come to me, to accept that invitation in the moment. And what I found that in my own prayer life, as I've started responding more to these different graces, because another thing that the saints have often said is the more that we deny these graces, the more that God stops sending as many graces to us because He sees that we're not interested. And so He pulls back some of those graces for the time being until we're ready to receive them. And so I decided I want every single grace that comes my way, I want to say yes in that moment. I'm going to stop no matter where I am, and I'm going to receive it. And I'm going to thank and praise God for it. And you know what has happened? Is I have just been absolutely amazed with how abundant, how relentless God is in giving these graces. That for every grace that I accept and receive, that God gives me more and more and more until I feel like I'm going to burst and I don't know how to handle it. And this joy, these beautiful, precious, precious graces that God wants to give, He wants to give to everyone. Every single one of you here, Jesus is giving you graces. And if you're like me, you've probably, when you've been busy with work and with life, that you've sometimes put those things off and thought, well, you know, when I have time to pray, I'll go pray. But right now in this moment, I have things to do. You know, if the Lord is just putting that little voice upon your heart and calling to you, if He's doing that, respond. Say yes. If you do, just unimaginable joy will follow. He will give you more and more and more. You will think, God, surely this is like the end of it, right? No, there's more and more and more in such abundance God wants to give to you. And if we respond in this moment now, if we hear that voice of Jesus saying to us in our hearts where He says, come to me. If we prepare a place in our hearts and say, Lord, yes, come and enter into my heart. Take up residence within me. I give you my life. I want to give you everything, whatever things I'm holding on reserve that I've decided. I don't want to touch that right now. No, Lord, I give it to you. I don't care anymore. I don't care what other people think. I don't care how I might look. I don't care if I seem the fool. I'm going to give my life to you, Jesus. If we all did that, if even this small group of people gathered here today, in the body of the whole church, the whole wide church, if we really accepted that invitation today, can you imagine a church growing in holiness, a church becoming saints, living saints? Every one of us could be saints. Every one of us are called to be saints. Jesus wants so much to make you a saint. And the only thing standing in the way is our yes, whether we give it or not. Can you imagine if everyone here became a living saint? what that would do to our parish, what that would do to Sarnia, what that would do to the community around us and to the world. We hear about stories of, you know, saints here and there, you know, who get canonized, or some living examples. You know, we saw it in Teresa of Calcutta, Pope John Paul II. We saw those living examples. Can you imagine if people started hearing of a whole church like that, where they just came alive and everyone wanted to model them? And it's a simple yes to that invitation. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. I want to also say, it's normally I'm told that in homilies we're not supposed to single anyone out. But I'm going to single someone out. I think it's fair today. I want to speak to Mateo. Hi, Mateo. Mateo today is going to be making his first Holy Communion. And it's a wonderful, wonderful day today for you. And Mateo, I want you to realize what you're going to come up and receive. When you come forward and you receive Jesus, and you hold him in your hands for that brief moment, you are holding Jesus. Jesus in your hands, the real Jesus. Like the little baby, the little child in your hands. And you know what he's saying to you at that moment? Come to me. Come to me. He's inviting you to become a saint. And don't worry, it won't be that hard. You don't have to worry about what you have to do. All he asks of you is to say yes to him. And just let him do what he wants to do. Because he will. And if you accept that invitation when he says, come to me, you will see such amazing things in your life, day by day. And this is something for all of us as well, that when we come forward to receive Holy Communion, we are receiving Jesus again for the first time, making once again our first Holy Communion, because we receive him anew every time we say yes, every time we don't just placidly walk forward, receive and think about other things and not really, really think that this is Jesus I am receiving. And he is saying, come to me. Let me dwell in your hearts. Let me reign and live in your life. Come to me. Don't just listen to those words that I'm saying. Hear Jesus speaking that to you. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me.